ready for my guitar lessons right now. Air guitar. I'm awesome. So Joel was talking about living wages. Yeah, first you'd have to factor in what the rent is, what, you know, utilities are, because for some reason in this country, it's okay for the wealthy people to force you to live like that because they have legislators that will pass laws and bring up bogus reasons to fight paying wages so that somebody can live on it. But there's so many things that we pay for that other countries just automatically use their taxes for instead of being some, you know, colonizer all across the world with their military bases and everything. And nobody likes us when we do that. Of course they don't like us. It's the bully. But I want to know why these people that took, you know, 50,000 health care from us all year long off wouldn't do anything for legislation. And a whole bunch of them took per diem where they can come to the Capitol. And any day that they're just stop in, they can punch in a code to collect that 100. I don't even know what it is anymore. It used to be like 138 or 139. And that's every day they can do that they drive to the Capitol Monday through Friday. And some of them do it. And I'm going to tell you right out, there's some Democrats that don't need to be using it, but do, because, you know, it's legal. It's not ethical for somebody, especially during a pandemic, a lot of these Republicans took PPP loans. So they got that salary. Then they had businesses that are doing well on the side. Then they're also an attorney and have an office downtown. You see who's ruling us, people? Republican or Democrat? How can you listen to people that don't really care about you? Man, back to the phones. What do we got? Rick in Madison. How are you, Rick?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah, I heard you earlier talking about crazy. And, you know, have you ever seen the app TikTok?
You know what? You sent me something, and I was afraid to open it just in case it was one of those ones that, you know, blows up your...
No. Actually, what I sent you was pretty inspirational. There is a lot of cool stuff on there, but there's a lot of crazy stuff.
I mean,
people that make claims about the pandemic that anybody vaccinated is going to die because that's what the Bible says, one-third of the population. You know, I mean, just lies, and they allow it to go on.
I'm pretty sure everything that's born and lives here ends up dying, regardless of whether they got a vaccination or not. So.
No, but it's the new world order.
For sure.
The new world order, and that's how they're going to take out the people is, you know, you get the vaccine, and then that's just an example. It's every day. Whenever you watch something on there, there's really, like I said, I'm not going to say it's all bad, but, oh, my God, some of the stuff that people are putting out there, and, of course, it's on the Internet, so it's got to be true. People don't do their facts. It's incredible. You have something in your hand that you're looking at that can provide you with most of the information. You know, you need to look up the facts, but people are just too damn lazy, and that's why we're in the situation we're in. They don't want to do the facts. They don't want to check up on their politicians, and they, you know, they're just sitting back because their belly is full, and they've got enough gas and enough beer in the fridge.
And I guess, you know what? They don't understand that the vaccination that I took back in the 60s and all my siblings, we all have that like scar on our shoulder. I think maybe one of us had it on our butt, but it's like 12 little needle holes going in, right?
And how many diseases did we wipe out?
A whole bunch.
Polio, mumps, measles. None of those are heard about, but our grandparents definitely grew up with that stuff. But now nobody hears about it because we use vaccines to get rid of them. It's that simple, but these people are insane.
Yeah, the only way to fight off a pandemic and to inoculate yourself is to build up the antibodies, Rick. And I appreciate you again calling and listening.
Yeah. I got a quick follow up on that for Rick and anybody else that's interested and has concerns or questions about, or is even just looking for more info about how the vaccines work. I did a podcast. It's called Go Local Wisconsin. You can find it on YouTube. Just type in Go Local Wisconsin, where I talked with a friend who's also a molecular geneticist, and he basically laid out how the mRNA vaccines work in a very understandable way. So if you got questions, you can always check that out as a resource. Again, it's just there for information for people.
Cool. Hey, the fastest hour is almost over, but not soon enough. We've got Bill in Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Two things. One, the Republicans don't want, They want to be the only people that get paid to do nothing. They don't want other people who aren't working to get paid.
Hey, wait a minute, Bill. They don't even want us to get paid when we do the work.
Oh, you're right, but let me develop this point. You're going to love it. Well, now Mitch McConnell has finally made a statement that he's going to have to leave America. And here's why he and the Republicans are going to have to leave America. And if the Democrats don't follow up on this, then heaven help us. But Mitch McConnell made a statement where he doesn't want this commission, the January 6th commission. And the reason he doesn't want to have it is a criminal's not going to convict himself. Al Capone wouldn't come in and say, I'm guilty, I'm going to jail. Neither would Mitch McConnell. So what he says is, we are a party who, if we don't win, we will win by insurrection. So in other words, we are the only party. We are totalitarianism. He said it himself. He basically said it. Now, if we can have some Democrats with a spine to stand up to those guys. Remember, they only represent 25%. They're a minority. They're not a majority. We shouldn't be overwhelmed with them. We should actually be throwing a party. They finally admitted what they're about. They have no interest in the Constitution when they said, and I quote, we don't want to be part of this commission to investigate the insurrection. Of course they don't, because they were part of it. And they no longer should hold office. Does that make sense to you, or am I really reaching for the sky? What's your opinion?
Let me think. I've been saying this since before he became president about Republicans, because I live in Wisconsin like you, Bill, and we watch them just destroy democracy here. There's no legitimacy to any of their bills. In fact, they are damaging to everybody that lives in this state, except for the few that I guess get a kick out of, you know, watching people squirm. Robin Voss is evil, man, straight up. And, you know, this week, at least when I was there, oh, man, I ran into a guy from your territory, Bill. I ran into Joel Clefish. And listen.
My condolences.
I know, but it's hard to dislike him when he shows me the respect, because I picked on him for 3 years straight, okay? And hey, I don't have the same amount of kindness towards him. I have less for his wife, okay? Let's put it that way. I at least know that he's deep down not an evil guy. He's just a scumbag, right? Taking the easy way and big money, right? And I mean, I hope he's not offended by me saying that, because I've said far worse to him in person. And to be honest, you know, the guy, he quit drinking. He really looked healthy. He's, you know, he looks good in his suit working, you know, with the, people representing disabilities, which means, you know, organizations that are going to take advantage of people with disabilities with the bills that they support and pass. And he knows I know that. So, you know, what can he say about that?
But with Joel Clayfish in Oconomowoc, trust me, I know him only too well, unfortunately. And I hope he hears this, and he's probably chuckling. But when he walks into a public place in Oconomowoc, they're not shaking his hand. They're not patting him on his back. And on top of it, this is kind of a Republican, used to be a home for Republicans, the town I live in. But guess what? It's changing. They're waking up. You see, what is it called? Republicans for Biden. Signs on the lake, all over the place. And gerrymandering. He's got to go in undercover with a nose and glasses to go to a restaurant, because if they find out who he is, there's a certain thing they love to call him. They don't call him Clayfish. They call him Blowfish. I feel actually sorry for the guy. He probably wishes he was never born. And then, unfortunately, he's also married to the A-1. True story about them. I did a grand opening for a small mini mart area out on the Oconomowoc. They were next in the booth next to me. And I trained dogs. I retired early, and my passion was to train hunting dogs. My dogs got more reception than the lieutenant governor.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. I'll tell you what. I used to call him Clefish, and I'd say, it's not Kleenex, it's Kleenex, because they both have two E's. But anyway, that's the end of this fastest hour in radio. Pizza Box Mike, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Thanks again, Jason, and everybody that participated. Weather's going to warm up again now. It was kind of a nice little cool couple of days that represented, you know, legislation in Wisconsin by Republicans and climate change. And we will be back next week. Thanks again. And listen to Crudy and Dom up north with Kirk Bangstad next. Thanks again.